It's March 12, the day that Coca-Cola went on sale across America for the first time. It previously had been sold out of an Atlanta pharmacy as a form of medicine, but was available to everyone from this day in 1894.
And the way Coca-Cola brings you back so refreshed, so quickly, gives you a bright little lift just when you need it.
One of Dr. Seuss's greatest books was published in 1957, The Cat in the Hat. How about that?
I know it is wet and the sun is not sunny. I know it is damp and the sidewalks are runny. But what I can't see...
Now you listen here, cat.
...is why you'd sit there like that.
John Lennon's first solo single was released on this day in 1971. Power to the People was credited to John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. Happy birthday today to Barbara Feldon, the star of the 60s series Get Smart, is 87.
Here's your coffee, sir.
I didn't order any coffee.
Take the coffee, Max.
99. What are you doing here?
I'm backing you up on this assignment.
Academy Award-winning actress and daughter of Judy Garland and Vincent Minnelli. Liza is 74 today.
I think that when you get together and there's music, there's nothing like it.
The great Johnny Young turns 73. After having a string of hits in the 60s, he became the host of Young Talent Time from 1971 to 1989. This was on our TVs every weekend.
And I'll send all my loving.
Singing songwriting legend James Taylor is 72, still touring, still writing, still recording.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
And league great Steve Price turns 46. The 300 gamer in the NRL played 28 games for Queensland and 16 for Australia. Finally, the New Zealand cartoonist and creator of the classic comic strip Foot Rot Flats, Murray Ball, died on this day in 2017.
It's going to be a high up and under.
Hey, Wal, will it come down with snow on it?
Probably.
Some of the things we're remembering on March 12.